Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Friday morning at 6:08. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Lot to get to today. We're going to open that bag in studio at 7:08.
No, we are
so
not.
We're excited about that.
No, we're
can't
not.
Can't wait for that.
No.
Today's a big day. We do in all seriousness to kind of figure out what's happening with that bag, because the other two items that are in the studio have end dates.
We know when we will find out what's in them.
We've had some great suggestions. Right. The other two items, one of them, of course, we'll get to in just a second. EMCs, by the way, good morning to you. I hope that you had a great Thursday. We hope you had a great Thursday. Dead guy in an envelope has an end date. Once it's guessed, it's done. I mean, not a technical end date. The gift that you will receive for your 2,000th win has an end date. Once again, not a technical date, but we know that whenever that happens, maybe next month.
Yeah, there's a definitive end to it, even though we don't know the exact day of it.
The bag's just sitting there.
Well, that's because I realized as I was about to give it to you, I'm going to pull a U on you. And I don't know when you can open it now.
We have some great suggestions that you can either comply with or not comply with. That's fine. Some suggestions on when the bag should open. And also some guesses on what's inside the bag. Because even I had my wife yesterday say, so what's in the bag, Tim? So I have no idea. It's not like I'm making this up on the air. I have no idea. Tim, tell me what's in the bag. I said, Sandy, I have no idea what is in the bag. I have no clue what's in the bag. It's in front of me. And I'm also the person that you could have, you know, all the Christmas gifts under the tree. And I would not open a corner and look. I've just never been that guy. I understand how you could be because it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll leave the gift alone, the bag alone. I would not.
Yeah, you can't peek at the bag. Did she want to know what's in the box also, the Trump 2 box?
She knows what's in the box because it arrived at the house and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
No, she 100% knows.
Okay.
And she's the only one. It's just she and I. We're the only ones that know what's in the box.
I'm going to have to text her later.
So, absolutely. So she knows. So let's go ahead and get the show started. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I had an eye-opening experience. This is 30 seconds or less yesterday. When somebody was up early and they asked me about Dead Guy in the Envelope, and they're a newer EMC, and they asked me, did you sing that? Because we haven't made reference to that in probably a year.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I sang the open to Dead Guy in an Envelope probably a year plus ago.
As much as I hate Dead Guy in an Envelope, I hate this game so much. It takes so long. I hate it. I love that song. I love it. It's so good. I love that you sing it. It's so creative. It's so fun. It's so catchy.
We just gloss right over it as we just do it every morning. We just,
right?
You know, okay.
Part of the show.
So EMCs, we need one more guest this week. If you've been thinking about it over the last 24 hours, okay, maybe not, but we still need a guest. So he's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. Star 102, good morning.
Is it Ozzy Osbourne?
Not Ozzy Osbourne. I think Ozzy Osbourne might have actually passed away post...
Yeah, during the game.
Yeah, during the game. That's true. No, we appreciate the guest, though. It's not Ozzy, which means we need another guest Monday morning on Star 102.
Mayfield Heights at 46 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. A California fan suing LeBron James after falling for his second decision. LeBron teased fans online this week with a dramatic video. It looked like his 2010 announcement. People thought he might retire. Turns out it was an ad for Hennessy. One fan said he spent nearly $900 on Lakers tickets because of it, and now he wants his money back. Angel Reese making Victoria's Secret history. She'll walk the Victoria's Secret fashion show runway on October 15th, becoming the first ever professional athlete to do it. And honestly, I'm afraid to do this story with you in the room, but I'm going to, Tim. Domino's rebranding with brighter colors, a thicker new font, and a fresh jingle from Shaboozy. They're adding splashier reds and blues to pizza boxes, and then they have a black and metallic gold motif for the boxes that will deliver the handmade pan and Parmesan-stuffed pizzas. This is the part, though. Their boxes, the way they're spelling out Domino's. Did you see this?
Give it its due.
Well, they're spelling it out like this. D-O-M-M-M-I-N-O. Yeah, see, that's why... That's the problem.
Why is that the problem?
Because I knew you'd say it like that.
Domino's.
Stop. I don't like that. I don't like it.
Domino's.
I don't like the little, like the...
Domino's.
Yeah, the up, down in there.
The decrescendo into the...
Yep. That'll be the last time you hear that story this
we
morning.
We should definitely do that later on.
No.
I'm going to buy Domino's and just to get the box if it says it on that. And
I
just
feel
hang
like
it
you
in
should.
Studio.
Okay. Minutes. All right.
Up next, Stevie on the socials.
Have you ever showed up somewhere a whole year in advance? Well, that's what happened to someone on TikTok. It was a woman and her mother, and the video is going viral.
Nope, I can say I've never done that.
Yeah, I don't. Bit early, maybe. Maybe a different.
Not a whole year
day?
Early?
No.
No.
How can that happen? We'll find out next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jim and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a woman who posted a video to TikTok and now it's going viral when she revealed she arrived somewhere an entire year early. So the video shows her and her mom outside an empty stadium in Atlanta, and this is what happened.
When you get to Ed Sheeran's concert on October 3rd, an entire year early. The concert is October 3rd, 2026. Not October 3rd, 2025. Me and my mother showed up and we wonder why there was a lot of tickets available. Yeah. We wonder why there was no one on the MARTA train station. I'm like, man, did Ed Sheeran fall off in Atlanta? Like, what is happening? No, we're a year early.
That is amazing.
By the way, so cute. They look so excited.
I can kind of understand that. Yes. I don't remember if it was Madonna or which show it was in particular. And the first time we gave away tickets on the air, and it was the next year, or I don't know if it was necessarily 12 months in advance, but it was certainly the next year. And even you and I are looking at the date on our, you know, sheets that we have in the paper, you know, whatever, or the paper we have in studio. And we're thinking, wait, is that like the November of next year? We were so confused.
It was like one of the first times they did that. Mm-hmm. And I remember like the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show. They did the same thing. And it was like, what? We're giving away tickets for next year. And now they do it all the time.
Well, especially with the holiday season, right. If you want to give away, let's just say with the Ed Sheerans or whatever it might be, you know, and if it's smart marketing now, I understand. But I also understand that if you're busy, you're excited.
Right.
A year is aggressive, but.
Well, especially with Ed Sheeran, his new album just came out. So you would think, oh, look, he's going on tour right away for this new album. No, it's next year. I mean, I bought Taylor tickets a year in advance. I remember thinking, oh, it's like a whole year away. It comes quick, but the video is just so funny because she was talking about how her mom left work early, and all the comments were like, but all of her coworkers probably feel like they were gaslit. Like, because she's like, oh, I'm leaving early. I'm going to that Ed Sheeran concert. And they're like, what Ed Sheeran
concert? How does somebody not right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think somebody in the inner, somebody knows it's not the case.
That's so funny. First of all, the fact that she seized the opportunity and took the video and was really a good sport about it.
Yeah, they're just out there, empty stadium outside. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Someone's there.
That's
you know,
great.
As soon as you get there, something happens. Has this ever happened? I would doubt. Maybe I'm wrong. I would doubt.
No way.
That it was a year. but maybe you booked something in another city, or maybe it was Rocket Arena or something, and you had your dates messed up, or a wedding, or, you know, something maybe that wasn't quite as elaborate. 216-343-1021. I would love to hear from one person that you just mixed up the dates, which, especially with the kiddos and things, I certainly understand. Or shoot us a DM. Jen and Tim Show. We'll get to your calls and comments next. So I didn't exactly do that, where you show up to a concert a year ahead of time. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. That's what Stevie on the socials was about.
She just showed me the video off air. But it's so hilarious. Good for them for making a video and making, like, laughing about it.
Of course. So you booked something, you showed up at the wrong time, something happened, you screwed up the date. So that's what we're kind of talking about. So I can't think of something like that off the top of my head. But I... there was a time when... And when we go on vacation, I'm usually in charge of the logistics of everything. I enjoy doing that. My wife does not want any part of that. Just kind of tell her when and where to be, and she will go.
What is that like?
It's great. She really, like, she might have some ideas of something, but she just does not want to do that at all.
I'm the planner, too. That's why. That would be. Yeah. I think I would be stressed out if I didn't know.
There'll be, like, a few things, maybe times of when she wants to leave or some certain things, but outside of that, you know, they're not real foodies or anything. So it's just kind of like I do my thing and I go through the itinerary and do that type of thing. But there was a flight, and I once again presented to her, like, here's the flights, whatever, back. And it was just her and I on this particular flight. And it was the red eye back, which is the overnight flight. And I said, this is the only thing I can get. I don't know if you want to do this, or we go the next day or whatever. And she said, okay, we're going to do this flight. The problem was, I got my date screwed up because it's the red eye.
No.
So instead of, like, midnight on, let's say, tonight, it was midnight on the day before. So I started getting notifications on my phone. Time to check in. I thought, wait a minute.
You thought you had another day?
I have one more day.
No.
And I had the hotel for one more day. It was an entire thing. So I booked the flight a day early on accident, thinking, you know, 12:02 a.m. Friday was, or, you know, Saturday was what
I can see easily how you did that. Yeah.
My heart dropped to the floor when I got my probably Frontier alert.
Yeah,
okay, Tim Richards, time to check in 24 hours prior. And I looked at this and I was like, hey, there's no way. I'm telling my wife, I'll pay $1,000 for this flight to book out the next. There's no way I can tell her this.
Did you take that flight or did you change it?
I left early.
Did you really?
I left early. And
yeah, because what are you going to do? You have it booked, and you probably had to pay to change it and everything.
I did. It took me forever to live that down. I could not believe it. I've never taken a red eye after that. I made sure of the dates, but I did. Talk about a massive mistake.
That's a big, big one.
At least I didn't have to pay for the hotel the next day. They understood. But
oh, that's good.
Yeah, cut it the day short because I missed up the dates. So needless to say, I no longer am the logistics guy of our trips. All right, Star 102, good morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We open the bag at 7:10.
We do not open the bag at 7:10. You cannot open the bag. You don't get to open it that quickly.
What causes the bag to be open? Teresa, Kevin, Oliver, Jeff, Emily, Katrina, Caleb, Elizabeth, Christine have ideas. Also, what's in the bag? Wrong guesses only. We get to those comments.
Our listeners have the best ideas ever. And yes, that's fair. We can do all that. But you can't open the bag. Yeah. You can't open it. Just, no.
Okay.
What we're about to talk about in particular, our listeners really have the best ideas ever. I mean, the best.
In particular, it's about the bag that Jen was going to give me and then took right out of my hands.
So, yeah. And usually when you say something that dramatic, you're lying. That is 1,000% true.
This happened on what, Wednesday? Must have been Wednesday.
Yeah, I believe so. The day after you presented a box to me and said, here, Jen, here's a gift for you. Oh, wait, you can't open it until you get to your 2,000th win in Trump Tui, which is like 60 games away.
It's a present for your 2,000th win. It's a big deal. I thought I was doing the right thing.
Just feels like you could have brought it in that day.
So due to that, I don't know, miscalculation, there's now a bag sitting in here that I'm not allowed to open.
Yep.
Because of that, we go to our DMs. Teresa, Kevin, Oliver, Jeff, Emily, Katrina, Caleb, Elizabeth, Christine, they have all reached out to us and said, you know what? At some point in time, you will open up this bag, and they have ideas on possibilities on when. We can agree. We can disagree. We should get to some comments.
About when you should be allowed to open the show gift, the gift that I brought for you. And as I was handing it to you, realized the day before you gave me a gift that I couldn't open for at least 60 days or 30 days, whatever the math is. I don't know. A really long time. But then it hit me as I was about to give you this because we had randomly planned this on the same day. So I had to kind of bump mine a day. And as I was handing it to you, I realized what you did to me the day before. So I pulled a U on you. So now you can't open the gift. I don't know when you should be allowed to open it, but I like that it's sitting here and you're curious.
Teresa, Tim should be able to open the bag when the Browns win the Super Bowl.
So well, it's going to sit here forever.
They've never even won one. Like, that will never happen. They haven't won one yet.
Yeah.
They've never won.
That's a great
idea. They haven't
idea.
Won a championship since 1965.
I enjoy that it would torture Tim to be here that long, but then it never gets open.
That will never get open. Kevin, Tim should be able to open the bag when Menor is the next star city of the day, but Jen removes it from the rotation.
No, that will come up way too quick because Menor shows up.
Never, ever is the star city of the day. Westlake, the star city, every third week. So that's actually a good idea.
That is 1,000% false. Jeff says, do you want to read Jeff's comment? It's really the best.
Tim can open it when he watches Titanic.
I love it.
There's a better chance the Browns win the Super Bowl.
Wow. You wouldn't watch Titanic to open that bag and find out what's in that bag?
Can you tell me, is that bag Titanic worthy?
Yes.
There's no way that bag is Titanic worthy.
Well, what deems it Titanic worthy?
Sitting through 3 hours of that movie.
Well, you're saying, is the payoff that good?
Yes.
Of what's in that bag? Yes. What would be that good to you? I've given you gifts before. I gave you a gift on your birthday. Would that have been Titanic worthy?
Yes. Well, that would have been.
I speak again.
Is it a second bobblehead?
It's not a bobblehead with two correct feet.
You know what would be amazing? Is there a bobblehead with two right feet?
Because yours has two left. The one I got you. Is it two left feet?
Two left feet. I don't care. It's still amazing. Elizabeth has an unbelievable idea that may work, and it may be fair. I don't know. Christine has an idea that, I'm not going to lie, makes me sweat a little bit. Those are next. Elizabeth has a great comment. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Tim should open his present when Jen reaches so many losses during the game, Trump Tui. You guys keep track of the wins and losses, right?
Yeah.
So he always wants Jen to lose.
Yeah.
So when you reach a certain number of losses, he can open the gift.
Hmm.
So you're at 9.
Yeah, but he writes the questions. What if he makes them super hard so I lose every day? You like all of a sudden, it's really easy to Trump Chewy because he writes about everything I don't know about.
The weight of the offensive line of the Cleveland Browns within 50 pounds is what? That'd be amazing. Like so you're at 1943 wins.
Mm-hmm.
So 57 wins away from opening up the box. You're at 550 losses. It's going to take you much longer. Let's say it was 600 wins was the goal. That's going to take you forever to lose 50 games. Next year. It's going to be next year.
That would be next year.
Oh.
You would have to look at that bag for a long time. Wait, now that I think about this. And you would not mess with the questions, right? I mean, you would not.
Do that.
Yeah, no. You would never
we mess
do that.
Around.
I'm
like,
joking.
People ask
yeah.
if you don't leave the room and this
right.
and that. No, it's the integrity
we
game.
Not.
I would never, ever do that.
We would never mess
no,
with that.
No.
So
maybe a little.
I don't know.
I'm totally kidding.
That's a good idea, Elizabeth.
Even if I wrote questions, by the way, let's just take, even if I wrote questions that I thought you wouldn't know, which sometimes, you know, they get tougher. That doesn't mean that the contestant
that the
has contestant, any idea
no,
they are.
Yeah.
There's
you
no way to
know.
Figure that out. There's no way I would know that.
Christine has an awesome idea, too. I really, really like this one. Put the first 10 reasons in a jar and draw each one out and read it, and then the last one becomes the reason Tim can open it.
Christine.
That's amazing. And I'm going to write them all, and on every piece of paper, I'm going to write, Tim can open it when he watches Titanic.
It'll just
oh, it's the same one
pages,
again.
Tim can't open it. Tim can't open it. Tim can't open it. Tim can't open it. Thank you. If you have other suggestions, we will certainly read those. The bag remains unopened.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.